One and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the theater war in Pine Ridge goes on unabated. After Lum and Abner announced their grand opening for Wednesday night, Squire Skimp advertised the opening of his Hippodrome for Tuesday night. Now Lum and Abner have gone him one better by announcing a preview or advance showing for Tuesday afternoon. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner painting the lobby of their theater. Lum is just approaching. Listen.
Well, howdy, Lum. Did you make an announcement about our preview over the party line?
Yeah, I made a good one, too, if I do say so myself.
Well, good.
Everybody's listening. I give the fire alarm ring, and everybody picked up the receivers to see where the fire was at, and then I got to talking to them.
You did, huh?
Made the announcement.
Good for you. Good for you. Hooray.
How you getting on with the pain?
Why, fine, I reckon. I've been working ever since you left. Ain't stopped a minute.
Well, that's fine. Wait a minute. What are you doing there?
Well, I'm just painting a box office like you told me to.
Oh, my goodness. I never told you to paint the glass part, too.
You told me to paint the whole business, Lum. I asked you just before you left here if you wanted the whole thing painted, and you said yes.
Well, I never meant for you to paint the windows, too.
Huh?
What do you think I put that glass in there for if we're going to paint over it?
Well, that's just what I've been wondering myself, Lum.
Well, if we're going to paint over it, we may as well use boards or cardboard or something. Been a heap cheaper.
Why, sure it would. I don't know what you was thinking about, Lum.
We've got to have that glass for me to look through. How am I going to see the customers whenever they come up to the window there?
Well, now, I thought about that, Lum, and I just figured out that's what you had that little hole cut in the glass for there.
Well, that's to talk through and take money in and hand out tickets and all.
Well, you can see through it, too. Come on in here. I'll show you.
Well, yeah, you can see through it. I know that if you bend over far enough.
Yeah.
But you can't see enough to tell who it is buying the tickets.
Well, what do you care who it is buying them, just long as they shove the money through there?
Well, I'd like to be able to speak to folks whenever they come up to buy a ticket.
Well, they can hear you right through that hole there, Lum.
Yeah, they can hear me, but I want to know who I'm talking to.
Well, just ask them who they are, then.
Well, that'd sound fine, wouldn't it?
Huh?
Somebody come up there and stick a quarter through that hole, and I'd say, "Who are you?" And they'd say, "John Smith." And I'd say, "Good evening, John."
You mean old John Smith that lives on the old Dilly Honey place? Why, he wouldn't give a quarter to see nothing.
I know he wouldn't.
Well, how's he going to get in the show, then? You ain't going to let him in for nothing, are you, Lum?
Why, no, of course not. I just said John Smith. It could have been somebody else just as easy.
Yeah, that's right. You can't see very good through that glass. It might have been somebody else. Ed Beckley, for instance. That's about who it was.
Ed Beckley?
Yeah, him and John look enough alike to be twin brothers, mightn't I? That is, if you don't look at him too close. Yeah, it's old Ed, that's who it was.
No, it weren't Ed Beckley.
It weren't. Let's see, then, who could that have been?
It weren't nobody. I just said
it must have been somebody, Lum. Otherwise, how'd that quarter get in there?
What quarter?
The one that they shoved in through that little hole.
Oh, for goodness sakes, what's wrong with you anyway, Abner?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know, Lum. Doc Miller says it's a rheumatism, but I believe it's my eyes. They just ain't been right since you brung me that last pair of spectacles from the 5 and 10 cent store there at Hot Springs. You know, all our family, as far back as I can recollect, had
Abner,
trouble with...
don't start that. I ain't got time to stand here and listen to all your list of ailments.
Oh?
We've got to get this show ready to open tomorrow afternoon. Instead of helping, you're a hindrance. The idea's of painting all that glass over. Keeps me busy on doing what you've already done. May as well break the glass out to have it that away. Well, now, what in the world did you do that for?
Well, you sanded it up. Might just as well break it out of there.
Well, you crazy idiot. I never meant... Just get out. Give me that paintbrush. Now, get out of here before I lose my patience.
Just lose everything.
What?
Everything's went wrong today. You jump on me. Elizabeth jumped on me over at the place, bawled me out before I left this morning. Just for knocking a pitcher of sorghums off the table. I never knowed where my elbow was at. Well, I reckon I didn't know where it was at, but I mean, I forgot about having it there on the corner of the table.
All right. Don't start that now. I can't stand that. Just forget about it. It's all right. I'm sorrowful if I hurt your feelings. I can't stand that whimpering. I know that.
Everything I try to do turned out wrong.
That's all right now, Abner.
Everything.
We'll put a new glass in there and take some turpentine, clean the paint off the rest of it. Just let it go. It's all right.
Well, you want me to get a rag and some turpentine and start painting?
No, never mind. I'll attend to it myself.
Oh? Well, what do you want me to be doing, Mom?
Well, first thing I'd do if I was you, I'd quit leaning against that wet paint there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Now, Elizabeth, we'll throw a transom, sure enough. Clean pair of overalls.
Look, Abner, just sit down over there for a few minutes. Sort of calm yourself down. You're getting all nervous and jumpy.
I hate and despise me. That's what I do.
Maybe you ought to just go on home for... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric.
Cedric? Oh, no. Don't tell him how come that glass broke out of there.
No, I won't say nothing.
I don't want to be a laughing stock.
No, both of us better be careful what we say. Cedric's still working for Squire, you know.
Yeah, I'll be careful. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Hello, Cedric.
Boy, that sure is funny.
Funny?
Boy.
It ain't no such a thing, Cedric Weehunt. The paintbrush just accidental got run through that window. That's what done it.
What window?
Why, that night... What did you mean it's so funny, Cedric?
Oh, Mr. Squire's so funny.
Oh,
you ought to see him. He's been having one fit right after another today.
Well...
Oh, on account of us coming out with that preview tomorrow afternoon, huh?
Doggy's eyes are feared all the time. He'd study up some scheme to where he'd change his grant. Uh-oh, that paintbrush slipped again, sure as a world.
What was that?
Just a piece of glass, a paintbrush fell down there and hit it again, I believe, Cedric.
How'd that window get broke?
I told you, Cedric, a paintbrush slipped through it. Don't look at me. That's the truth now, Cedric.
I never said nothing.
Cross my heart. That's what I'll do. I'll look
you
right now.
Well, just forget about the window.
I know that's how it happened. I've just been spared to old Squire and figure out some scheme and change his grand opening and beat us to it somewhere or other and open his theater first.
That's what he's so mad about. He's got everything set to change his opening to tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, Mom, but the films he's going to use got held up somewhere or other and won't get here till late tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon? Well, good for him. Good.
Now, there ain't no chance in the world of him beating us at getting our place opened up first.
Why, no.
Well, this is one time we got the best of it.
I told you old Squire'd find out he's up again. A couple of fellers just a little smarter.
And now, let's look in on Squire Skimp for a moment and see how the owner of the Hippodrome Theater is taking this new turn of events. We find him in his office talking to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Name of a women's club?
There is, Grandpappy.
Yeah, let's see. Only one I know of is the Ladies Uplift League. Charity belongs to it, I know.
Yes, that's the one right there. Grandpappy, who's the president of that now, do you know?
Why, Sister Simpson is, natural. She's always president of it.
Oh, yes. Well, now, here's what I want you to do, Grandpap. And remember now, this is all for the best interest of Pine Ridge. I want you to call Sister Simpson on the telephone there and tell her that you have asked me to bring a vital matter to her attention.
What vital matter is that, Squire?
Well, now, you just call her and you'll see what it is. Here, wait a minute. I'll ring a number for you myself right now.
Yeah, I'd feel better about this if I know exactly what this vital business is.
Well, never mind. You'll find out soon. Now, wait a minute. Go ahead, take the phone.
Hello, Miss Simpson. This is Milford Spears talking. Yeah, say, Squire's asked me to...
No, you're asking me to do this, Grandpap. You're asking me.
Oh, yeah, I've asked Squire to bring up some vital subject for your attention. Well, Squire will tell you what it is. Here, Squire.
Yeah,
I don't know myself.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, Miss Simpson.
I'm curious about this.
M.K. Skimp.
Want to know what it is I don't want him to do.
Well, I really hate to mention this matter, but Mr. Spears here has urged me to do it, and I guess he's right.
Did I?
In cases like this, you know, we've got to put duty above friendship.
Natural.
Well, it's this way, Miss Simpson. See, I'm fully aware of the splendid work that you and your Uplift League are doing for our fair city here.
Horse feather.
Especially the interest that you're taking in our young people. Well, I mean that sincerely. That's what
you do. What's this pigeon-toed vital matter?
Well, Mrs. Simpson, I suppose you know that Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody are planning to run a matinee for the children of our town at their theater tomorrow afternoon.
He knows that. He made an announcement.
Yes. Well, I don't think, though, that you know the kind of a picture that they're going to run.
Well, naturally, you saw it.
Well, I'm sure I'd never want a child of mine to see it.
You got no children.
Why, it's a terrible thing called The Vulture's Revenge, about outlaws and shooting and all that. I just shudder to think of a tender child being subjected to such an influence.
Oh, maybe I oughtn't to go see it myself.
Yes, well, I thought you'd want to know that. Well, yes, I believe that would be the proper action for your organization to take. Yes, indeed. Well, fine. By the way, Miss Simpson, naturally I don't want my name brought into this. I'm merely doing it as my duty as a citizen of Pine Ridge. All right, Miss Simpson. Goodbye.
Jimmy Squire, you oughtn't have told her that.
What?
She's liable to try to close up Lum and Abner's picture show.
Why, surely she would never get an idea like that, Grandpa.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.